Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, obviously the overtime penalty kill is going to get a bulk of people's attention last night, but you were 6 out of 6 last night. Granted, a couple of those were much shorter than a full 2 minutes, but 6 out of 6 for a team that's 75% this time of year, that's a pretty darn good night, isn't it?
No, Schultz, I just told Wentz, it's the best our penalty kill's been all year as far as reads, our spots, our sticks. We actually had really good detail last night and really good detail on those 4-on-3s and 5-on-3s. We haven't killed that many in a game all year as well. So, a couple dicey moments, but you're going to have them. And when there was a dicey moment, Schulze was in position and our guys were in position. So, no, I was really happy with our kill last night.
How much of the penalty kill is if they do this, we do this, and then a continued read of, okay, they've done this, now if they do this, now we're going to do this?
It's, I don't know, whatever you just said, it's just whatever they do, I'll clean it up right here. Whatever they do, we do, that's what we prepare for, and that the guys know that. Again, they've been doing this a long time, but it's also what we teach, what we practice, what we show on video, and their instincts. It's all those things rolled up into one. And so there's certain structure on certain power plays. But the biggest thing as a good penalty killer has is instincts. And you got to know when to go, when to pressure. And know when you smell blood. That's probably the best way of putting it. And sometimes if you don't smell blood, you're going to be really passive and they're going to have a lot of end zone time. So I just think overall our guys are making good reads, and that's probably the best thing they can do.
There's a saying that, your best penalty killer at times needs to be your goalie. How do those other four penalty killers, or three in certain situations last night, have to, though, work in tandem with the goalie? And goalie's going to make a big save, but there might be a rebound, and you've got to be in a position to do something with it.
Yeah, I don't know if they're in tandem with the goaltender. The bottom line is the goaltender's got to bail you out. That's what, when they – and I don't really love that saying, but, it's – people say the best penalty killer's your goalie, and – he just has to bail you out when there's a breakdown, or if there's some puck luck, he's got to bail you out. And that's probably the best way of putting it. And as far as pucks, if there's any puck, and it's 5-on-5 or 4-on-5, any puck has to go in the corner. Any loose puck, any super ball, I always call them super balls because they're bouncing pucks. Any super ball, it's just got to go in the corner. It's just non-negotiable. You don't think, I thought, coach, no, you don't think. Just throw it in the corner and we'll survive it.
That was your 7th overtime win last night, by far most in the league. Minnesota State 2nd with 4. You look, though, at the standings, and Ferris State, who could finish in 8th, has the 2nd most regulation wins of anybody in the league. The 3-point game has changed a lot, hadn't it?
Big time, Schulze, and I didn't know that stat with Ferris. That blows my mind as you just said that. I knew our stat. I didn't even know who's 2nd. I knew our stat, obviously. But that blows my mind with Ferris, and that just tells you it does change a lot. And I remember, and I might have this wrong, so I hope none of the listeners fact-check me, but I think it was in 06 when Edmonton went to the Stanley Cup Finals. They would not even have made – I don't even think remotely would have made the playoffs. But they had an overabundance of shootout wins that year and overtime wins as well that got them into the playoffs, and they were the number 8 seed, and they went to the Stanley Cup Finals. So, I guess to answer your question, Schulze, you're spot on. This these 3-point games, the shootouts, the winning or losing in overtime, it's changed the point system big time.
How does that change your mentality maybe last 5 minutes of a game of, heck, let's just get this darn thing to overtime and get a point and then see what the heck happens?
I don't talk about it. I don't bring it up, but I think about it, and I think the guys do too. But you don't. I never want to. I think it's bad karma. I just think it's bad karma to bring up. Like, we don't talk a lot about. People think that we talk about everything all the time, and during the week we talk about things with our team. Very rarely we bring up any things like that because it just. I don't want. You don't want to cloud their thinking, and you got to play the game, and you got to live in the moment, and. So this overly winded answer right now, Schulze, to make a long story short, you think it, but you don't say anything. So there's no question there's times you just want to get into overtime and you want that point's critical. And, conversely, you need these 3 points at times too, though, but you can't sacrifice potentially trying to get 3 points to lose 3 points, if I'm saying that right. And that's just that's bad logic. That's bad logic. So you want to get your points or point and figure it out from there and just kind of go as the game is, you know, just to go as the game is going on.
More with Coach Sartorio when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Sartori. Tom, I looked up some stats here from the last two seasons. You guys are 25-6-3 last 2 years when you score the game's first goal, 8-25-4 when you don't. One of those eight was last night. This time of year, to for lack of a better term, finding a way to win when, I mean, that's a pretty big sample size, 2 years worth. To find a way to win a game last night in a situation where you haven't had a ton of success says a lot about a team's character, a lot about a team's want to, a lot about a team, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you know what? I think the biggest thing is our special teams last night. Our special teams hasn't really been in sync all year, and a lot of it's been our penalty kill. Our penalty kill struggled, and it was in last night. Typically, I always say the penalty kill's got to bail out the power play because the power play's going to go. It's going to be inconsistent. It's going to be a roller coaster. While we're kicking, I don't know. Somebody said it last night. Might have been the Mankato radio guy. We're at like 33-34% over the course of, I don't know, the last eight, whatever it is, eight games. But that's high. And our power play has bailed us out over the course of these last four games for sure. And it was nice to see our penalty kill work in tandem with our power play last night, Schultze. And that's what obviously got us into overtime and allowed us to get that extra point.
Talked a little bit about Noah Quinn in the post game last night, but how has he come on here in the last month, confidence-wise, more confidence that you have in him, confidence that he has in himself, confidence in his line mates have with him, etc.?
I just think Quinner's he's playing. That's number one. When he's playing, he's comfortable, he's confident. But I'm telling you, he's playing gritty. He's playing physical. And I do believe that it helps your overall game. You can't be... No hockey players can be one-dimensional. You have to have multi-dimensions. And if you're one-dimensional, you better be a stud, like some of those guys in the National Hockey League. But even those guys who are studs in the National Hockey League, we just kind of stereotype them as one-dimensional at times. But they got depth to their game. And, you know, if you want to – I always say this. Anybody can play hockey, but not everybody can be a hockey player. And if you want to be a hockey player, you got to have – you know, you have to have depth, and you've got to. You don't need to do everything great, but there's a lot of things. There's a couple, one or two things you have to do really good, and there's other things you got to be good at. And anybody can add a physical dimension, or you know, pressure the puck, or you know what, reload and get above pucks. You know, those are things that anybody is capable of doing. And I think when players do that, I think it helps their overall game. And I look at Quinner right now. He popped Ashton last night, for example, behind the net in the first period. I mean, Ashton's 6'5". And Quinner's he's not a big kid, but he's still 6 feet. He popped him. Quinner's got a little bite to his game right now. And he's always had talent. And when you have a bite to your game like that, I just think it adds a lot more. And I'm really happy for him.
How much more confidence do you have in Jackson Panzer's game as of late?
Same thing. I mean, he's earned that. I mean, Jackson Panzer makes a lot of subtle plays. He's undersized. There's no question, like a lot of our players have been in the past. But when the puck's on his stick, a lot of good things happen. And he's got a quick stick, and he's got a quick brain. He can process things quick, and he applies it. And he makes quick, subtle plays. And to me, Jackson Panzer would be a guy that, hey, if I was a hockey player today, I'd like to play with him. Just because you're going to get the puck, but you better be ready to get the puck. You know, you can't play very casual with him because he just makes quick little plays.
There's so many different scenarios that can play out today. Does that make it easier for you, your staff, your players, to just worry about yourselves?
I always do that. It doesn't matter. I always worry about yourself. Again, can't worry about outside noise. I got no control what's going on in Bowling Green. I got no control, you know, what's going on in St. Thomas. I got no control what's going on up in Marquette. I just got the best control we have is right here. So we just want to be in a good spot come next weekend, and putting ourselves in a good spot is let's have another good game.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom, sir.